And you've no doubt been asked many times how your own lifestyle compares with that of Inspector Morse. Shall we talk about his diabetes?
Yeah. Well, people are very cross with me because they keep saying I kill Morsov, which is completely untrue. Morse died of natural causes. He smoked all his life. He drank an awful lot of beer and single malt scotch all his life, and he died of a heart attack. In other words, he died of natural causes. And so, you know, if anybody really deserved a shorter life than he should have done, it was Chief Inspector Morse. But clearly, I think most people write slightly better about things they know of at first hand. And so I was able to bring into the last few years of his life the fact that he had this problem with diabetes and that he didn't do too much about it, didn't help himself too much. Not that he ever ate a lot. I don't think he ever in any of the books or the television programs was seen eating anything, but he was quite often seen drinking something with poor old Lewis, who had on half the salary had to buy 9/10 of the drink. And so in a way, perhaps that was a very, well, a reasonably close parallel simile to the way I've lived most of my life, yes.
What kind of medical treatment did Inspector Morse receive for his diabetes?
Well, he received very much the same as I did, really. He went to the GP and got diagnosed, and he was on insulin. And I think he occasionally forgot to take it with him because he was more interested in other things. But I hope it wasn't a pervasive thing in the books. But it was just something that I felt, as I say, that you can write about with a little bit of knowledge if you've experienced it yourself. And I think unless you're a genius, which I am not, I think that most fiction writers are semi-autobiographical at one point or another.
And one final question from your experience of having diabetes over 18 years or so. What message would you have for someone newly diagnosed now?
I would say not to take any notice too much anyway of people who say, look here, from now onwards you're going to have to make some vital decisions in life and change this and change that. I think with the simple business of coping with the one thing that's important, if you're on insulin, the big thing, or if you're not on tablets, whatever it is, to think that this is a very, very small price to pay, really, for being reasonably normal in your lifestyle. And with me, I've always done that. It's not meant much to me most of the day. To say the biggest thing for me is carting all the stuff around. I know perfectly well that if I don't do something about, so regularly about, a bit of discipline in blood sugar readings and complete discipline about insulin intakes. If I can do that, which is not all that much, and with this new contraptions these days, it takes far less time than it used to. I think the big thing is to say, don't regard this as anything particularly great or serious. Live perfectly normally within those two things of discipline, And life goes by wonderfully well. As I say, the real problem with saying that is everybody's slightly different. I mean, I do know people for whom diabetes is a very real problem, quite often in a day. But I know an awful lot of other people who perhaps worry more about what they think it ought to be than what it in fact is. And I would tell them just to treat it as something that's a little bit unfortunate, but my God, there are far worse things that could happen to you than being diagnosed as diabetic.